Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 437.5, unchanged on the open. July, 443, unchanged. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 349, down 1.75 on the open. July, 361, down 2.5. September, 374.5, down 1.5. December, 391.5, down 2.25. March, 408.5, down 1.25 on the open. May corn opened at 232.5, down 0.25 on the open. July, 243.5, down 0.75. September, 253.75, down 0.75. December, 266, down 1. March, 276.25, unchanged on the open. May oats opened at 175.25, down 0.5 on the open. July, 181.75, down 0.5. May soybeans opened at 575, up 0.75 on the open. July, 589, up 0.75. August, 594.5, up 0.5. September, $6, up 0.75. November, 609.5, up 0.25. January, 616.5, down 0.25. March, 623, up 0.25 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 173.70, up 10 on the open. July, 174.20, unchanged. May soybean oil opened at 24.45, down 5 on the open. July, 24.98, up 2. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 180, unchanged on the open. May, 99.95, unchanged. August, 101.05, down 17.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 79.70, down 12.5 on the open. June, 73.25, up 2.5. May lean hogs opened at 65.55, up 2.5 on the open. June, 65.90, up 30. July, 67.05, up 17.5. August, 65.65, up 7.5 on the open. And May bellies opened at 83 even, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for filling in for us this morning. Much appreciated.
We hope Wayne gets well. Our best to him.
Yeah, he's flat on his back with the flu, I guess, today. Let's begin in the corn pit, Mike, where this morning it's been a mixed affair. Traders can't seem to agree on what to do.
A lot of factors opened a little bit better in corn and wheat, and probably likely that the corn got a little bit of a lift off the wheat. And, you know, it's kind of strange, but President Bush just got done speaking at the RFA, Renewable Fuels Association, meeting, and he talked a lot about energies. He talked about waiving some of the oxygen requirements in certain areas for the EPA to be doing that. He's going to stop depositing to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. He specifically talked about corn ethanol expansion and soy biodiesel promotion and expansion, Dave. So the corn, bean oil, crude oil, and then the wheat conditions are all in the corn mix today. So it's going to be a pretty up-and-down market with a lot of technical traders, you know, really on the hunt today for a short position to be established. But they may have to call off the dogs here if they don't see the short-term technicals develop like they want after the opening.
Let's look at some of those technicals. Begin in July corn, where it appears that, at least in the short term, we're putting an island top in place.
That, and it's interesting because we talked about yesterday the spreads and how wide and how soft the spreads are. Both the May and the July corn are filling gaps right now, whereas the December is really not wanting to or fighting its best not to. July corn 50-day moving average of 242.5 to us is the Custer's last stand type line. if we would cross that, then we would suspect that that gap in July will get filled. And it's interesting because right below that gap is the 200-day moving average of 237.75. So very nice and orderly chart. Like you said, island top, gap being filled. Can we muster up the strength to do it, though? It's going to be hard if the wheat turns around, beans stay firm, and you know you see crude oil and the gold shoot up higher today, too. That'd be our opinion anyway.
Can we fill that gap there in the July chart without filling the gap in the December?
Very possible. You know, the trade is very well aware that we do have a lot of 05 corn. It's probably going to come out of bins, of farmer-owned bins, once the farmer gets done planting. It seems like a strategy that's been very highly used and widely used across the Corn Belt this late winter and early spring is, on the farmer's side, I'm not going to sell a lot of old 05 corn until I get my 06 planted, but then I'm really going to let go of a lot of 05 because I've got bills due, and I think that's still a very significant issue that we're going to have to play out here in the next 30 days.
Take a look at the soybeans in the July chart there. Yesterday we made a run up to, about 598 or thereabouts. And that's interesting because perhaps, Mike, it means that we're at a top of a trading range there up against the March 31st resistance at 598.5 and maybe the bottom side at 568.25 from 10 April.
Yeah, it feels like it was about 3 months ago, doesn't it, when we had that big wide trading range in the beans. That seems to be the way the trade wants to keep playing this market because the funds are so short in the beans. And that's where, you know, going back to the corn for a second, that's where it's really hard for a lot of pent-up bulls to really want to buy here between the technicals and how long those non-commercials are right now reported. You know, net long over 208,000 contracts of corn, futures and options. Well, it's just the exact opposite stark contrast on the beans. Very, very net short, and the commercials are very, very net long. It really, I think, goes back to in the short term, and today especially, is how that bean oil reacts to the energy markets with the president talking and also how the meal and oil spread work out. But clearly, those 50-day moving averages in both May and July held yesterday when they were probed.
Before we turn our attention to wheat, want to run over to the Stats Canada report and take a quick look there where we see total wheat, according to Stats Canada, the seedings report released this morning, up 2.7%, the spring wheat up 10.8%, Durham down 30%. Anything in there for traders?
No, not much, Dave, and we say that because we think maybe some of the issues with the monsoon in India, maybe being a little bit, forecasters calling it a little bit drier and being on the hunt for that, and also the winter wheat areas of the and winter crop areas of China being a little bit behind in terms of extra cold and a little bit extra dry, those are probably mitigating factors to the Stats Canada number, so nothing real shocking there in our view.
Then let's turn our attention to the charts where we have seen over in Kansas City a lot of gap filling lately, and there's a couple of gaps still left to the downside.
Yeah, there are, and you know, you've got a lot of new fundamentals that came out in the last 24 hours. Obviously, the USDA numbers, but probably more important to us were some big names came out with some estimates. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, we had 128 million bushels produced in Oklahoma last year. Oklahoma Wheat Commission saying 80 million production is what they're estimating for this year. Texas Agricultural Service, very similar. We had 96 million produced last year. They're forecasting only 41 million bushels this year. So you've got these gaps and you've got the technicals, but then you've got these fundamentals out there that are very, very hard to ignore because I talked to one of our good clients in West Central Kansas this morning. He got 0.2 inch of rain, and it's 34 degrees there, and he's not too happy. I mean, he's really struggling right now with his crop because he's hoping there's more on the way, but many, many in the industry and many clients we have in those locations are saying it's too late. No matter what you get after this month, it's pretty much too late. So will these gaps get filled? And if they do, will it happen in a matter of 20 minutes, and then we're right back up on the upside?
Before we let you go, bottom line this for us, will there be a lot more corn acres planted than USDA projected, and does that translate to fewer soybean acres?
We're still looking at around 800,000 to a million more, Dave, at this point. Not much different than what we had before the USDA's March prospective plantings report. We did send an email out this morning to all clients saying we're going ahead with dumping out of some of our long calls from earlier this year, taking profit on those, and going ahead and buying some puts and actually taking some reownership off of cash sales, using that money to fund some puts and, you know, be able to do that, hopefully at no cost to the clients. I think our mindset is it's a timing factor between how long the funds are now and the fact that we are seeing more open planting window and some of the shorter-term technicals. We're going to go ahead and get covered up. If the market rallies, the producers are very open to making better cash sales. If we don't do these puts and the market falls, however, we're going to have a tough time because we learned that lesson in 2004, 2005, you know, very quickly.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
A quick look at prices. The current ticks, the lead options, May wheat in Kansas City, 439 up 1.5. May wheat at Chicago Board of Trade, 351.5 up 3/4. May corn, 232.75 unchanged. May beans, 575.25 up 1. May soybean meal, 173.20 down 40. May soybean oil, 24.59. That's up 9. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.